and you go up the
stairway.
And if you have a fireplace,
we don't have to have.
Well, if you had one, you have one of these. I'm after anyway. From the furnace, you got to let the smoke go up the
chimney.
And if you had a fireplace, some of them have a sort of a tile place around the front of it. They call that the on the floor. There's sort of a right in front of the fireplace. It sticks out about a foot. Pieces of tile.
You're all on the fireplace.
I know that. You know.
A hearth? No. Would it be?
The hearth? What'd you say?
Hearth. Okay.
And in the fireplace, you lay the log across a couple pieces of metal. What do you call those?
Yes, you know what they are. Why can't you think of it, Ivan? I can't.
Would it be, would you call them and irons or dog irons?
That's what it would be, yes.
And iron?
Mm-hmm.
And above the fireplace, there's a place where you put the clock and pictures and things. That's the...
Would you call it the mantle?
I would.
we have to put one in so we'll know some of these things.
Well, there are other people. Some people call it the clock shelf.
Oh, yes.
Mantelpiece is another one.
Yeah.
That's one.
my parents always had a clock shelf. All little, anything that was, we'll say like an earring or something, and wasn't going to run it up to your bedroom and put it in your jewel case. So I can hear Mama saying, well, maybe you laid it on the clock shelf.
I'm going to check. Well, I just want to make sure it was working on me. Mm-hmm. Now, in the fireplace, some people have a name for the main log, the log that burns the longest. Do you remember any name for that? You ever hear anybody use it?
You, Ivan? Now, you're entirely out of my field. My parents never had...
We never did either. Some people call it a back log, or the main log, back stick, or something like that.
No.
I wouldn't know. I couldn't answer that for sure, because we never had anything to do with a fireplace.
Well, you would be more apt to burn a big what in a fireplace? A big
log, would you say?
Yeah.
Yes.
A big what again?
A log.
Mm-hmm. And inside the fireplace, it's apt to get black stuff. It's
soot. Yeah.
And every so often, you got to shovel out the
ashes.
And I'm sitting in a what? And you're sitting in a
chair.
Yeah,
you could say easy chair. You could also an armchair.
All right. And another general term for chairs and television and tables and Davenport and so forth. Another word for all these pieces of furniture would be, we went to the store and bought some new
living room furniture, would you say? Is that what you mean?
Okay, and that piece of...
The Davenport.
And you remember older words?
Sofas.
Lounge.
I'd like to have a sofa if you want to
know.
Well, they were a little different, I think.
Well, a little bit, but they were all...
Do you know what a lounge was?
They didn't have the arms?
No, it had one head, kind of a headpiece up here.
They were just open at the end, see? But they were, we called them lounges, didn't we?
Yeah, sure. We didn't have one, but... Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you ever call the bedroom the chamber?
Now, not my people, and I doubt yours. I don't think that was so much of a German
I've read about
term.
It, but we never
yes,
called it.
Yes, I would know immediately what you meant, but...
Or French or something?
Yes, I just...
Now, if I pulled on that, you might say, I was going to pull down the...
Shade? Huh?